שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
We're reading from the writings of Rabash. Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend one. You can download the study materials, Kabbalah.info. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be on the course of the lesson. Writings of Rabash. Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend one.
What can I say? First stage of spiritual work is really knowing the Ten, acknowledging the Ten. And the great thing is, by this, that we hold on, each one holds on to his Ten. Really, each one, everyone to everybody, that we won't fall from appreciating the group and the Creator and the path and our destiny, our unique destiny, as something great, as a special gift. How can we check this? Are we in this or not? Specifically, during a descent, that we are given all kinds of states, feelings, that don't really fill us so much, and as much as we can, specifically in those states, remain as we can imagine, Chafetz Chesed. Delighted in mercy. What does that mean? I have nothing, not even a shirt, and I don't feel I'm lacking anything, because I am not lacking anything. Can you imagine such a thing? Meaning, simple. None. Okay. If I have it, okay. But for myself, I'm just trying to keep this kind of diet. That whatever I have, that's what I have. And I'm happy with what I have. As it's written, who is the chassid? The one who is happy with his share. Happiness is the sign that we have reached chassidim, katnut, smallness. Because as much as it will be even the greatest, well, that's according to the vessels. If it's big vessels and they've emptied, according to that, will be great chassidim. According to the small vessels that we are revealed, just a bit, as much as we could depict spirituality and it disappears, as if I don't have it, I won't have it, nothing illuminates, and I don't receive anything whatsoever. So, so good. And I specifically see that as an opportunity that the Creator gives me, that I'll see that, do I need something or not? What am I doing all this for? Am I at least in chassadim, in katnut, or not? Even in chassadim and in katnut, I'm not there. If I'm in some kind of complaint, I'm not satisfied, where's what I deserve, why don't I get it, why am I in the darkness? You're not in the darkness. The upper light fills all of reality. The upper light is chassadim. It's only you that don't feel it. Those chassadim. That's why our work is, it starts by us when we need to attain that chafetz chesed. It's already faith, not complete faith. That also has illumination of chokhmah. That still is not there, but only chassadim. And we check it again when we are in a state that the lights depart, our vessels of reception, because we're all vessels of reception, we feel darkness in them. Can we agree that we don't need anything, only to remain on the path in Dvikut between us and the Creator, even in the darkness. Do work in the nights. And through that, we then choose the right direction.
Then
buy yourself a friend and make yourself a rav, and determining times for the Torah, as we say, meaning here we can check it, and the ability to work if we relate correctly to all the states that the Creator passes upon us. Till here, is it clear? Ask. Yes, Nessie. By the way, Nessie, he does the dissemination for everybody. He, every week, brings me a stack of about this high, this package of newspapers, all kinds of local newspapers from all over Israel. And there's a picture of me. And text next to that, and everything, every week. He's working for everybody. Good for you. Yes, Nessie. Thank you.
First, what is the shirt? And secondly, okay.
The shirt, it's a clothing, right? What does that mean? A covering on the wall to receive. That I have any kind of covering on the wall to receive, that beyond that, I can conceal myself from not having anything. But he's saying that even that shirt I don't have, he's such a chassid. To such an extent, he's naked, lacking everything, and enjoying that. Enjoying life. Why? Because he is in the world of the Creator, that he doesn't need anything for himself. That's called a complete chafetz chassid. Yeah.
So in what is bestowal?
No, he's bestowing to the Creator by being adhered to him and not demanding anything. And by that he doesn't demand anything, but he receives the influence of the Creator upon him as, how do I say it, as whole. That is called that he bestows to the Creator. What does a baby bestow to his mother? Does he bring anything? No. The fact that he belongs to her. That's katnut. More. Yes, Chaim.
What is exactly a state of night?
Again.
What is exactly a state of night?
Of what?
Night.
Night means that I don't feel any illumination from above, any direction, any attraction, but the opposite. At night has a lot of parts, shifts, as we say. So I even feel rejection, darkness, helplessness, also in my vessels, also towards my development direction, meaning it's work which is very active, and specifically that it all comes as a scrutiny on behalf of man.
And if I identify that I have a state of Laila, night, so what is the right work if I want to work as Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy?
First of all, reach a state that I am adhered to the group. The group becomes to be my Ima, my mother, that through her I'm adhered to the Creator. I hide inside them. I conceal my ego, my will to receive. I want to receive a covering from them, that they will help me cover my ego. The ego doesn't purify. My will to receive remains the way it is. But I, in such a way that I cover my ego by the greatness of the Creator that I receive from the group, by annulling towards them, by that I reach a state that I don't demand anything. Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. I'm happy by reaching a state that even though there is a darkness that the Creator is doing an exercise with me, I am in dvikut with Him, as if it's a great light. Yeah?
It sounds like a state before night when you make preparation, then you get the state of night.
Also, before you have to make preparations, correct?
So if I made such preparation, was included in the group and connected everything to the Creator and received the state of night where all of a sudden the importance disappears.
No, you can't do everything before the night completely, because it gives you conditions that by them you can be adhered. Night is the first degree, new degree. It's a new state from the new degree. There'll be evening and morning, that's one day. So new vessels come. Those new vessels, you have to relate to them, first of all, on the degree of Chafetz Chesed in Katnut. Afterwards comes the day, which is Gedlut. And in this way, in Galgal Ta'anayim, when you work at night, and in the Achab that you work during the day, you finish that degree. That altogether is considered a day.
You describe the set where I have no direction, no importance.
That is given to a person specifically because it's a new degree. He's revealed a greater will to receive in addition from the shattering. He is shown a new layer, and he has to correct his attitude upon that new layer of the will to receive, which is shattered, towards the Creator.
So what do I do in such a state where I have no desire, no importance, no direction?
You need to receive a strengthening. You need to receive forces. Obviously, you don't have it.
So where do I turn to in order to get some?
Through the group to the Creator and from the Creator back to the group. That's why all of the work is in nights. That's when we stand in the work of the Creator at night. Why we stand, we feel their entire degree, but in the night, yes. It's very difficult work. It's the main part of the work, the main part. In the Bet Mikdash, in the temple, it's the main part of the work at night, because the day is an addition. As you remember, he writes that the main thing is katnut and not an addition, not gadlut. It's the main part of the degree. Yeah? What?
Shamati 53, the main emanation of the degree, which is prinat katnut, and that prinat should be permanent. And the gadlut is only an addition, and we need to long for the main thing and not for the additions.
Constant meaning it doesn't matter what I'm going through. Obviously, new vessels are revealed. You go down, you raise, you fall. And I'm constantly in the same tendency. Obviously, my degree of chassadim changes, but my direction is always to be an annulment. That's it. So why am I saying this? Because now we especially are going into a state where all of our states, we must relate them all to the Creator. That gives us an opportunity to be in chassadim, to be in happiness, and no matter that we don't have anything, and it doesn't matter that I suddenly don't want anything. There's another matter here, that it could be that there's big desires and nothing, or small desires, but it could be that the desire itself disappears and I reach a degree of a beast, almost a beast. I remember yesterday, the day before, I was really yearning to the Creator, and today I have nothing, and I can just go to sleep, lie down, not do anything. I don't feel that my life is giving me an opportunity to reach anything. There's no desire. Also, in that, I have to be in chassadim, that this is what is the Creator is now showing me, so I can take the state and be in chassadim. Meaning that I'm ready to relinquish anything, just to remain on that point, the same point He created in me to begin with, that spark that I have towards Him. I have a connection. In that spark alone, I'm willing to remain without any changes. Just, I don't want to let go of that point. Not that he reminds me through that point the connection between us, but I hold on to this point and the connection with him, even in a point. Can I do it more? So more. Yeah? Meaning, what do I want to say here? That our work has to be on the chassadim. That truly comes to us. We need more and more to scrutinize that state. Okay? Yes.
I'm ready to remain in that point without a change. But if I know that others depend on me, so how can I remain in that point without any change?
So you make these changes in the vessels of the friends. That's something else already. So you're doing it only for them, and for you doesn't touch you, doesn't belong to you. That's what we have to know, that I work with vessels who aren't mine. My achap, I'm not activating. I'm activating the friends as much as I need to give to them. According to that, I activate my vessels, and then those vessels aren't on my account. That's why it's called in order to bestow our work. Yeah, give it to him.
Hello, Rav. What is the sign that I'm really happy to be in a state of night, in a state of chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy?
That sign that you're happy, that you want to remain in this state? Always. Not spirituality, not corporeality. I don't know how to depict it. I am connected in one point with the friends and the Creator. Through that point, I can pass all my support to them. I don't need anything but that.
What do I think of in Chafetz Chesed?
How to help everybody. How to pass the correction to everybody in order to bring joy to the Creator.
To be in Chafetz Chesed, do I need a masach for it? Or?
Yeah, of course, because it's all upon the will to receive, upon the ego.
So how can I now be in Chafetz Chesed, in delighted in mercy, if I have no masach?
You will demand a masach. You will make an effort that you want to be connected to society in order to awaken them.
What kind of masach am I using?
Don't worry, you'll get it. You can't invite something now. How do you know? If you come to a group and you want to support them, you will start receiving it, and then you'll see what you receive. You can be wise in advance.
Yeah, and there's a feeling that in Chafetz Chesed there's everything. My question is, Chafetz Chesed, is it only in faith above reason that you can be in a state of delighted in mercy?
Chafetz Chesed is faith above reason, meaning the faith of bestowal above your reception.
How can we feel happiness when we feel despair, great despair?
How to feel happiness in the despair? I'm despaired from discovering that I have no powers. I'm despaired by discovering that I have nothing. I'm despaired that I myself can't reach the goal. I'm despaired that From I started with nothing, I have nothing, and before me I see nothing. And along with that, I ascribe it all to me, that I don't have anything, that I'm such a way. But I'm happy that I am under the control of the Creator, that there's none else besides Him, and obviously He is in control of me, and directing me, and leading me, and in my adhesion through the group to Him, I'm happy. That is the most secure point. That's the most secure point of adhesion. Yeah?
Ma lo se matai lo magishze.
Ma la so che ani lo margishze.
What I do when I don't feel it, or when I don't feel it, what do I do?
When I don't feel it, what do I do? I know it's there. I know it's there. I felt it before, but I can't feel it now. The despair is too great.
The fact that the despair comes from you and you can't overcome it, it's a sign of pride. Pride. That you inside feel that you deserve more. That is a sign of the ego, of pride, of the will to receive, that demands that I deserve something. And each one has it. It's not that you, everybody. But specifically in that height of that pride, that you think I deserve something and I don't receive it, that's why I'm coming in a complaint to the Creator and the group and the teacher and the whole world and everything. Specifically that force, I need to invert it to Tzimtzum Masach, and then I'll have reflected light. It's not now, but later on it'll be inverted. Meaning, the fact that I can't be in happiness, it's because of my ego.
What steps do I need to take to get there?
Annul himself towards society. As much as you can. Does it work or not in practice? Even though inside you remain under the great attack of the ego, do actions that you annul towards society if you can. There's people who can't. That for years they have that inner fire. They can't agree. For years. And then gradually, still, if they don't leave the path, so after 10 years it'll go by. It doesn't go by, meaning it's corrected. Another drop and another drop of the light that reforms accumulates to a big sum, and finally they can understand that everything they have now is work or a struggle for the degree of Chafetz Chesed. And the sign of Chafetz Chesed, again, it doesn't matter what I'm going through, I'm happy with my share. As Chafetz Chesed in the forest. Okay? Yeah?
How does one obtain chasadim?
By annulling towards the group. How do you annul towards the group? Physically, at least. You come to meetings, to all kinds of orders, disseminate towards the world. That helps a lot, because at least you're doing something great. Everything. Anything for the group, for increasing the group, the campuses, everything. Now before the Congress, everybody has to find some state, some job that he is adding. That I chose this, I agreed with the organizers, that's a must, and then I invest myself in that day and night. Now, simply told the Congress, that's what I'm doing. It's a must for everybody. Without that, we won't have a connection with the big vessel, and it'll all be missed out.
So what does chassadim give you, the ability to annul yourself?
According to the magnitude of the chassadim, you start revealing the chokhmah, revealing of the creators in chassadim. The light of chokhmah is revealed in chassadim.
Yeah, but what does chassadim do? What is man with chassadim?
Chassadim is the intention to bestow. We have the intention on Galgal Tanaim, on Katnut, and there's the intention to bestow on Gadlut. According to the magnitude of the Kavanah, there's an action. Whether it's Chassadim that alone, empty of the light of Chokhmah, or Chassadim that are filled with the light of Chokhmah. Yeah.
And if I see that the result of the actions, it's not necessarily joy. Rather, you can do it, but there's no joy.
That means that you still haven't reached the completion of the Kli of Chassadim if you're not happy. The true Chassadim is that you want nothing but that. You don't want anything. You just go for the light of Chokhmah because the others need it and the Creator needs it. And you're between the two as the intermediate. But you don't need it. You don't need greatness. Israel is Katnut. You activate the Gadlut in order to be connected to the nations, the others, and in the Galgal Tanaim, you equalize with the Creator.
But in terms of direction, it's fine if you have no joy, meaning you can do it, but there's no joy.
It awakens you for correction to keep going, but you're still not happy. You're in it, not adhered with the Creator, because you're not happy from Him. The Creator is Chassadim. He bestows Chokhmah to everybody, but He Himself is Chassadim. He is entirely giving.
So one should try to find actions where physically you can annul yourself, and that brings you Chassadim, right?
I don't think that such actions of annulling ourselves or even exist, because there are no such actions that are real. How will you do actions of annulment?
Doesn't matter. Let's say there's dissemination, which you have to take part in. So physically, I'm participating in it.
So that's something else.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
No,
where is Rachamim? One question.
Dear friends, what's obvious is Michael through the light. What's unclear is how do we add to this? That is the question.
First, we attain the degree of Chassadim, Chafetz Chesed, Nefesh Ruach, or Naran, we can say that. And afterwards, we reveal the light of Chokhmah in those Chassadim in order to extend it towards the others. We have to understand, we need to activate in order to bestow to the others, we have to activate Er Achap. But the others, when we give that to them, we give them Chassadim, because we correct the vessels of bestowal in them. But in order to correct the vessels of bestowal in them, we have to activate our vessels of reception. So for us, the light of Chokhmah is revealed in Er Achap, and from Er Achap, towards the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one, we pass all Chassadim, that is called that the blood becomes milk, if you remember.
The question is, why our entire study is towards the model of Adam HaRishon?
All our study explains our system, the only system there is, that exists, that the Creator created, which is called Adam. In the beginning, it was called Adam HaRishon, the first state of the system. Now, we don't come back to that system of Adam HaRishon. We correct the system of Adam HaRishon, which is shattered, and reach a system which was entirely in adhesion with the Creator. Yeah?
Why were we rewarded of building the Rosh of Adam HaRishon? We are the only ones who were rewarded of doing so.
I don't know. We'll only know that in our Gemar Tikkun. I don't know. If you ask me, I don't know. But that's what we have. So we need to implement it. What we are given, and that's it. Shut up and do it. Yeah.
I don't understand what man is, the man of Chafetz Chesed.
Man of Chafetz Chesed? That we raise to the Creator. Why is it not clear?
I lack nothing. I'm in adhesion.
No, no. If you're not lacking anything, you can't do anything. You reveal that. Well, what state are you thinking of?
I'm in addition in 0.5%. All the rest I completely hide, conceal.
Why you don't want to be in Dvikut in 100%? Is that revealed to you or not?
I hide in my 10. I hide my will to receive in the 10. I'm completely delighted in mercy. I settle for the least, just to be in complete adhesion with Him in Chassadim, in complete Chassadim.
Wait, do you have a 10? You have to give them all your forces. You have to cause them the connection between them on your behalf or not. You need to take their deficiencies, the greatness of the Creator you take from them, the greatness of the goal you get from them, their deficiencies you take from them, and in this way man will help his friend. Nobody can help himself. Each one can be Chafetz Chesed on a point, no more than that. And afterwards, then I need to develop myself towards a 10. I need to bring them to a state that they're not lacking anything. How do we do it to one another that we're not lacking? If truly nobody will be lacking anything, can we be connected to one another?
Connected to each other upon what, when we lack nothing?
Only by mutual giving we're connected to one another.
What can delighted mercy give? What does it mean to give chassadim to someone else?
Through the chafetz chassad, that I don't want anything for myself, but I want to give to the others, so I open those vessels of reception of my own, and that's called in order to bestow. And I discover, I show the friend that he can bestow back to me.
What does it mean to give chassadim? What is this action?
I come to my mother. Well, when I used to come to my mother, I used to say, "Mom, I'm hungry." I'm saying when I was 40, 50. "Mom, I'm hungry. I want something." She starts preparing, you know, like a mother knows. Am I really hungry? No. I give her pleasure by that, yeah? So I awaken myself in order to bring her a deficiency. So for me, is it called that I'm receiving or delighted in mercy? Because I know that more than the calf that wants to feed, the cow wants to feed the calf. So I bring my deficiency.
Now I understand. So my question is,
same between the friends, because without that's how we develop each other. That's called go and provide to one another. Nobody can provide for himself. Yeah. Now, where from? Wait, a bit more. How do we receive light of Chochmah? What light of Chochmah do we receive? Only the light of Chochmah that's revealed in the light of Chassadim. Well, that's enough for now.
But there's this point I'm trying to clarify. I'm very much accustomed to, in the work, to scrutinize, sort out desires, deficiencies, to raise man, to be integrated in those desires. In Delighted in Mercy, this system of scrutiny I'm talking about is aimed towards this example you just gave, like someone going to his mom and tells her, I want to eat, although he's not hungry. Do we keep doing such exercises for our 10? This is what you mean?
Of course, if I reach Tzimtzum and Masach and all Chozer, and I develop it only for the host, I don't feel my deficiencies before I feel the landlord's deficiencies, because he wants to bestow. He doesn't push it towards me anymore, all the his pleasures. For me, for us, it's already organized that I said, I for myself don't want anything. I just want to bestow to the host, to you. What do I discover now? Not the food he prepared, but his desire that he wants to bestow to me. From his desire wanting to bestow to me, I'm integrated in that. And then towards that desire, I work. I say, oh, I want it. I discover a deficiency, not for the food, but for his desire to bestow to me. So I come into contact with the landlord and not with some kind of salad or steak or whatever. With the host, with his deficiency, my deficiency and his deficiency. That's called Dvekut Rucha in Rucha.
I just want to ask about whether if my system of scrutiny is now in the authority of the friends.
It doesn't go towards anything. You are drawn to scrutinize everything, but the fact that you are relating not to corporeal relations between you, but to desires, to intentions towards one another. Think, I'm opening this a bit to you, and yeah.
I've been thinking that Chafetz Chesed uses only Galgalta and the Naim.
This is called Galgalta
and
Naim.
And it opens it up when he feels a deficiency, a lower deficiency that he has to bring something to. Now you describe an opposite state where he opens up his deficiency because he feels the deficiency of the upper one to bestow upon him. So which one of the two is right?
Also towards the upper one and also towards the lower one. You're asking a question that whether to connect the upper one and the lower one through the middle, which is Israel.
Another example you give is mother opens up her vessels of reception because she has to give to her children.
Are those the vessels of reception of Ima or vessels of bestowal of Ima?
Let's say the mother, she has to eat to have something to give to her kids. To have milk.
So she's not the upper one if she needs to receive herself. In that action, she's also the lower one. I don't understand your example.
So I probably didn't understand your example. I thought that Galgalta and Naim develops the vessels of reception.
It's all very... It changes.
Dynamic,
yeah, okay. Let's say it's all dynamic. It changes from one matter to the next. If I am included in the upper one or the lower one, and the intentions are important here. So these terms of Gilgal Ta'anayim and Achapa change here. You know what? Enough. We're just going to get confused. I feel that that's enough. We've been through the scrutiny. You got something. You can listen to it later again. Well, make for yourself a rav, buy yourself a friend. Yosef, between the upper one and lower one, where we are. Between rav and the friend. Okay, go.
Okay, the writings of Rabash, volume 1. Make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend one. In the Mishnah, Avot, Yehoshua ben Parchia says, make for yourself a rav, buy yourself a friend, and judge every person favorably. We see that there are three things here. One, make for yourself a rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. Three, judge every person favorably. This means that besides making for himself a rav, there is something more that he must do in relation to the collective. In other words, engaging in love of friends is not enough. Additionally, he should be considerate toward every person and judge them favorably. We must understand the difference in wording between make, buy, and favorably. Making is a practical thing. This means that there is no mind involved here, only action. In other words, even if one does not agree with the thing he wishes to do, but on the contrary, the mind makes him see that it is not worthwhile, deed. This is called doing, meaning sheer force with no brains, since it is against his reason. Accordingly, we should interpret in relation to the work that the fact that one needs to assume the kingdom of heaven is called an act. It is like putting the yoke on an ox so it would plow the ground. Although the ox does not wish to take this work on itself, we force it nonetheless. Similarly, with the kingdom of heaven, we should also force the and enslave ourselves because it is the Creator's commandment without any rhyme or reason. This is so because man must accept the kingdom of heaven, not because the body feels that some benefit will come to it as a result, but in order to give contentment to the Creator. But how can the body agree to it? This is the reason why the work must be above reason. It is called, make for yourself a rav. Since there should be the kingdom of heaven because he is great and ruling. It is written in the Zohar, fear is the most important for men to fear the upper one because he is great and ruling. The essence and the root of all the worlds and all are of no consequence compared to him. Thus, one should fear the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand. And his greatness is seen by his actions. And he rules over everything because all the worlds that he created, both upper and lower, are regarded as nothing compared to him, for they add nothing to his essence. Therefore, the order of the work is for one to begin with, make for yourself a rav, and take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above logic and above reason. This is called doing, meaning action only, despite the body's disapproval. Afterwards, buy yourself a friend. Buying is just as when a person wishes to buy something, he must let go of something that he has already acquired. He gives what he's had for some time, and in return, purchase a new object. It is similar with the work of God. For one to achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, as He is merciful, so you are merciful, he must concede many things that he has in order to buy bonding with the Creator. This is the meaning of buy yourself a friend. Before a person makes for himself a Rav, meaning the kingdom of heaven, how can he buy himself a friend, meaning bond with the Rav? After all, he has no Rav yet. Only after he has made for himself a Rav is there a point in demanding that the body make concessions to buy the bonding, that he wishes to give contentment to the Creator. Moreover, we should understand that he has the strength to observe buy yourself a friend to the same extent as the greatness of the Rav. This is so because he is willing to make concessions so as to bond with the Rav to the very same extent that he feels the importance of the Rav, since then he understands that obtaining dvekut with the Creator is worth any effort. It turns out that if one sees that he cannot overcome the body because he thinks that he is not strong enough and was born with a weak nature, it is not so. The reason is that he is not feeling the greatness of the Rav. In other words, he still does not have the importance of the kingdom of heaven, so he has no strength to overcome for something that is not very important. But for an important thing, anyone can concede important things that he loves and receive what he needs. For example, if a person is very tired and goes to sleep at around 11 p.m., if he is awakened at 3 in the morning, of course he will say that he has no energy to get up and to study because he's very tired. And if he feels a little weak or has a slight temperature, the body will certainly have no power to rise at the time he's accustomed to rising. But if a person is very tired, feeling sick, and goes to sleep at midnight, but is awakened at 1 in the morning and told, there is a fire in the yard, it's about to come into your room, quick, get up, and you'll save your life in return for the effort you are making, then he will not make any excuses about being tired, mindless, or sick. Rather, even if he's very sick, he will make every effort to save his life, evidently, because he will obtain an important thing. The body has the energy to do what it can to get what he wants. Therefore, while working on make for yourself a Rav, a person believes that it is for they are our lives and the length of our days. To the extent that he feels that this is his life, the body has enough strength to overcome all the obstacles, as written in the allegory. For this reason, in all of men's work, in studying or praying, he should focus all his work on obtaining the greatness and importance of the Rav. Much work and many prayers should be made on that alone. In the words of the Zohar, this is called raising the Shekhinah, divinity from the dust, which means raising the kingdom of heaven, which is Lord to the dust. In other words, one does not place an important thing on the ground, while something that is unimportant is tossed to the ground. And since the kingdom of heaven, called Shekhinah, is Lord to the very bottom, it is said in the books that before every spiritual action, one must pray to raise the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust.
Usually, we weigh things in our world to receive, more or less. So what do we have from attaining or being inspired of the greatness of the Creator. Let's say somebody told me, brainwashed me, and I feel that, yeah, the Creator's great. Afterwards, something comes, and I'm impressed from something else that it's great. That is an impression in the will to receive. Here, we're speaking about that we need to be impressed above the will to receive. That is called the force of faith. Meaning that not from me measuring the Creator towards my will to receive, in my will to receive, He is greater than this or less than that, but that He is above the will to receive itself. And that is why I'm adhered to Him and appreciate Him in all cases, whatever happens, as the Upper One. Clear? Meaning, there is a measurement in my will to receive, great or small, the Creator, towards all kinds of other discernments, and there's a measurement which He is above my will to receive, and then you can't measure Him, He is always higher. That is why my work can always be in order to bestow to Him. Keep going. Maybe repeat that part.
In the words of the Zohar, this is called raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust, which means raising the kingdom of heaven, which is lowered to the dust. In other words, one does not place an important thing on the ground, while something that is unimportant is tossed to the ground. And since the kingdom of heaven, called Shekhinah, divinity, is lowered to the very bottom, it is said in the books that before every spiritual action, one must pray to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. This means that we should pray that we will regard the kingdom of heaven as important and that it will be worthwhile exerting for it and raising it to its importance. Now we can understand what we say in the Rosh Hashanah prayer, "Give glory to your people." This seems quite perplexing. How is it permitted to pray for honor? Our sages said, "Be very, very humble." So how can we pray for the Creator to give us glory? We should interpret that we pray that the Creator will give the glory of God to your people, since we have no glory of God, but the city of God is lowered to the very bottom, called Shekhinah in the dust. Also, we do not have the real importance in the matter of make for yourself a Rav. Hence, on Rosh Hashanah, the time when we take upon ourselves the kingdom of heaven, we ask of the Creator to give the glory of God to your people, for the people of Israel to feel the glory of the Creator, and then we will be able to keep the Torah and mitzvot in full. Hence, we should say, give the glory of God to your people, meaning that He will give the glory of God to the people of Israel. This does not mean that He will give the glory of Israel to the people of Israel, but that the Creator will give the glory of God to the people of Israel. For this is all we need to feel the importance and greatness of dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. If we have this importance, each person will be able to make efforts.
That is the key to spirituality. If the Creator gives an illumination to a person that he feels that the Creator is more important than everything, then from here on, there are descents, all kinds. Advancing as usual upon all the obstacles, but this point is the most important, the greatness of the Creator, more important than my will to receive. Then, I have to be adhered to his greatness. And it doesn't matter to me as much as my will to receive or awaken or start determining something. It's not important. I'll only be concerned that I won't be lacking greatness of the Creator as a shield, as a weapon against my ego.
And there will be no one in the world saying he has no strength to save his life, so he wishes to remain a beast. If he feels that life is a very important thing, because he can enjoy life. But if a person does not feel that life has meaning, many people choose to die. This is so because no person can experience suffering in his life, because it is against the purpose of creation. Since the purpose of creation was to do good to his creations, meaning that they would enjoy life. Hence, when one sees that he cannot be happy now, or at least later, he commits suicide because he does not have the goal of life. It follows that all we lack is make for yourself a Rav, to sense the greatness of the Creator. Then everyone will be able to achieve the goal, which is to adhere to him. And we should also interpret the words of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia, who says three things. One, make for yourself a Rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. Three, judge every person favorably in regards to love of friends. It would make sense to think that friendship relates to two people with equal skills and qualities, since then they find it easy to communicate and they unite as one, and then they help everyone his friend, like two people who make partnership and each invests equal energy, resources, and work. Then the profits too are divided equally among them. However, if one is superior to the other, meaning he invests more money or more experience or more energy than the other, the division of profits is unequal too. This is called one-third partnership or a one-quarter partnership. Thus, it is not considered a real partnership because one is of higher status than the other. It turns out that real friendship, when each makes the necessary payment to buy his friend, is precisely when both are of equal status, and then both pay equally. It is like a corporal business where both of them give everything equally, or there cannot be a real partnership. Hence, buy yourself a friend, since there can be bonding when each buys his friend only when they're equal. But on the other hand, it is impossible to learn from one another if one does not see that his friend is greater than he. But if the other one is greater, he cannot be his friend, but his Rav, teacher, great, while he is considered a student. At that time, he can learn knowledge or virtues from him. This is why it is said, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Both have to exist. In other words, each should regard the other as a friend, and then there is room for buying. This means that each must pay with concessions to the other. Like a father concedes his rest, works for his son, spends money for his son, and all is because of the love. However, there is a natural love. The Creator gave natural love for raising children, so there would be persistence to the world. If, for instance, the father would raise the children because it is a mitzvah, his children would have food, clothing, and other things that are necessary for children to the extent that a person is committed to keep all the mitzvot. At times he would keep the mitzvot, and at times he would only do the very minimum, and his children could starve to death. This is why the Creator gave parents natural love for their children, so there would be persistence to the world. This is not so with love of friends. Here, everyone must make great efforts by himself to create the love of friends in his heart. It is the same with and by yourself a friend. Once he understands, at least intellectually, that he needs help, and he cannot do the holy work to the extent that he understands it is his in his mind, he begins to buy, to make concessions for his friend's sake. This is so because he understands that the work is primarily to bestowing upon the Creator. However, it is against his nature, because man is born with a desire to receive only for his own benefit. Hence, we are given the cure by which to go from self-love to love of others, and by that he can arrive at the love of the Creator. Therefore, he can find a friend at his level, but afterwards making the friend a Rav, meaning for him to feel that his friend is at a higher degree, is something that one cannot see, that his friend is like a Rav, and he is like a student. But if he does not regard his friend as a Rav, how will he learn from him? This is called make, meaning a mindless action. In other words, he must accept above reason that his friend is greater, and this is called make, meaning acting above reason. In the essay, A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, it is written, to receive the first condition, each student must feel the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness of the Great One. Thus, he explicitly says, stating that everyone should see himself as the smallest among the students. And yet, how can one see oneself as the smallest of the students? Here, only above reason is pretentious. This is called make for yourself a Rav, meaning that each of them is considered a Rav compared to him, and he is regarded as merely a student. This is a great exertion, since there is a rule that the other's deficiencies are always visible, while his own faults are always hidden. And yet, he must regard the other as being virtuous, and that it is worthwhile for him to accept what he says or does, to learn from the other's actions. But the body does not agree to it, because whenever one must learn from another, meaning if he has high regard for the other commits him to labor, and the body revokes the views and actions of the other, because the body wants to rest. It is better for it and more convenient to rule out his friend's views and actions, so he will not have to make an effort. This is why it is called make for yourself a Rav. It means that for the friend to be your Rav, you have to make it. In other words, it is not by reason, since the reason asserts otherwise and sometimes even shows him the opposite, that he can be the Rav and the other his student. This is why it is called make, meaning doing and not reasoning. 3. And judge every person favorably. After we said, buy yourself a friend, there remains the question, what about the rest of the people? For example, if a person chooses a few friends from his congregation and leaves the others and does not bond with them, the question is, how should he treat them? After all, they are not his friends. And why didn't he choose them? We should probably say that he did not find virtues in them to make it worth his while to bond with them, meaning he does not appreciate them. Thus, how should he treat the rest of the people in his congregation? And the same applies for the rest of the people who are not from among the people of the congregation. How should he treat them? Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia says about it, judge every person favorably. Meaning, one should judge everyone favorably. This means that the fact that he does not find qualities in them, it is not their fault. Rather, it is not in his power to be able to see the merits of the general public. For this reason, he sees according to the qualities of his own soul. This is true according to his attainment, but not according to the truth. In other words, there is such a thing as truth in itself, regardless of the one who attains. There is truth that each attains according to his attainment, meaning that truth changes according to the ones who attain, meaning it is subject to change according to the changing states in the one who attains. But the actual truth did not change in its essence. This is why each person can attain the same thing differently. Therefore, in the eyes of the public, it could be that the public is just fine, but he sees differently according to his own quality. This is why he says, and judge every person favorably. Meaning, he should judge all the others besides his friends favorably. That they are all worthy in and of themselves. And he has no complaints whatsoever concerning their conduct. But for himself, he cannot learn anything from them because he has no equivalence with them.
What can I do if I see friends that are higher than me and I want to cancel their greatness because I'm suffering by seeing them great? That doesn't happen. That's what I feel. Against the feeling, can you do anything? Please. What to do if I see friends that are greater than me, and I'm suffering that they're greater than me, and I'm it's not my fault. That's what I feel. I want to annul their greatness in order to not suffer. It doesn't feel pleasant to me. So I do it. It's a workshop. Come on.
It's man's nature to when he sees that
each one repeats the condition. Vlad, you hear that? So say it. When I look at the friends and I see that they're greater than me and it burns me and I want to just cancel that, what should I do? Well, no, don't activate his mic, yeah.
When I look at you, my friends, that you're greater, I want to cancel you. It's completely natural. This is how the ego works. So what do? I depict to myself that I have a goal, that I have the Creator that I want to reach, and I can do it only if the friends are great. So that's the only way I can appreciate them and be a part of them and to annul before them.
That I see that the friends are greater than me. So I'm happy that there's awakening on behalf of my desire to receive, that upon it I can work in the form of bestowal.
That the recognition itself is very important. Everyone has such recognition. And to admit it and overcome it and find means how to rise above it to ask.
Yeah, we need to remember that it was made to awaken a deficiency in us. and envy. And we need to thank the Creator for having someone to be envious of. And to think how we make similar actions towards our friends, towards a bestowal, that we can give contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, this is the envy that pulls us, and lust and honor that pulls us out of this world. It's a good state if you really see the friends as great, and even within reason, wonderful. Envy works, lust works. This whole mechanism that wants to promote me towards the purpose of creation is working, and it's a good state. We should hold on to it, that they're great.
Yeah, if they're great and I want to annul them, just as I want to annul the Creator and that evil inclination, so I have to correct it, draw that remedy to correct it, to annul it, and not the greatness of the friends or the greatness of the Creator.
If we are reminded of the goal, it's no longer suffering. This is a clue to advance forward. The envy is the most powerful tool that we have in order to advance.
Yes, if I see the friends as great and want to annul them, according to what the friends said, there's two things. One is to determine that all of the suffering comes from my I, that there still is an I, and give gratitude that this means is burning me now because the friends are part of me and I don't want to lower them. I want to advance to be like them at least. So I play with my ego. On one hand above it, determine it's bad. On the other hand, I use it to advance with it.
So if I cancel the friends, if I don't see that they're great and I can't bear it, it's true suffering for me, so I cancel my goal. I cancel the ability of reaching the goal. So I have to convince myself that they're truly great and to be among them, and then I can obtain the goal.
And we're happy by that, that also in knowing that we have that deficiency specifically in that, to come to the group and demand of the Creator to come close to the group, to demand from the group to come close to the Creator. And by this we can awaken the light specifically from these revelations that the Creator gives as a gift.
If a person sees that the friends are great and he wants to cancel them, he already did it. He already canceled them. That's the way it is.
We need to remember that what is suffering in us is the will to receive. And we need to be happy by suffering. How is this condition, Rav? How does this condition of make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend work towards the Creator, and how does it work towards the group? Please.
Wow.
Well, first of all, let's start that we have to be in rest. The condition is for our body. What we want, it always wants to be in complete rest. This is the optimal state. Now, the moment I increase something, the moment I make something being great, so I already come out of my comfort zone and I begin to increase. And if I increase, if we take the other mechanism of envy, lust, honor, and now I want to reach that thing. So it's all about creating motion, as simple as that, between above and below. This is above my reason.
Make yourself a Rav, buy yourself a friend, is our work in the 10. From that work in the 10, we will reach, buy yourself a Rav, and make yourself a friend towards the Creator. So the 10 is our adapter to get greatness of the Creator.
Make for yourself a Rav. It is to receive the importance and greatness of the goal. The moment I have such an importance, then I start working with the friends in buying them, because through that I reach the love of the Creator.
Yeah, it's similar to the previous question, that there's two parts in the role, the work that contradict One, I determine that the creator of the friend is higher. That's above reason. It's just like that. It's like an axiom that has to be in your bones. Afterwards, I have to act, not theoretically, but what I have in the will to receive, to advance through that, through surrendering, through the efforts in the ego. So there's a part above reason and a part which is in reason in order to reach it.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, this